Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. On the second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday, we know that the Easter story continues and evolves. And really, the more I reflect on it, I think it's really one approach or concept of this Sunday is not only to think about Jesus offering again his gifts, his presence, but his affirmation, or maybe like a pat on the back. Sometimes we all like to maybe hear someone not only say thank you, and we're the recipients of hearing those words because we've given a gift, or maybe we've helped someone, that those simple words or gestures go truly a long way. And today, it's in the gospel, I think, that Jesus is trying to, again, reaffirm our faith. Because we are not Thomas. We weren't able to see Jesus, and we're not any of the disciples who were witnesses. But we're here because we believe in the mystery that is deep, one that yet still invites us to have hope. The second reading today from St. Peter ends with those words, although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you did not see him, yet you believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Peter also reminds us that as we not only strive to believe and as we seek God's kingdom, that we're also inheriting the goal of our faith, which is salvation or redemption. Again, something that we can't put our grasp or grasp with our own hand, but something we can seek and desire in faith and in the ways we live, God's covenant. As we ponder also the gospel, we know that as Divine Mercy Sunday reveals Jesus also maybe modeling the gift of mercy to his disciples and especially to Thomas. So at the beginning, we know that Jesus comes, and it's really like Easter Sunday night if we try to get a context of this gospel, that he comes knowing that they're gathered together in a room, very fearful, and he comes and bestows the gift of peace. And then he reveals to them the gift of God's mercy, huh? And then Thomas is not there, and so then the following week, so it's like a week later, right now, Jesus appears, and this time Thomas is with them. And Thomas is invited to not only see the Lord, but even to touch him and put his hand into his side. And Thomas comes to this great realization that Jesus is truly the risen Lord present. And he says, my Lord and my God. A great affirmation and awareness of Jesus. When we think about the scripture stories and to realize that really scholars claim that throughout the Easter season or in the scriptures, I should say, we don't hear it every year, but there are 12 instances in scriptures that describe Jesus appearing as the risen Lord, because it's really one that helps not only the disciples acknowledge their faith, but then they're empowered to believe like we are. And so we think about Jesus and the gospel, then also showing the gift of mercy even to Thomas as he struggled to believe, and how that gift is also extended to us when we doubt or have struggles. To put it into context, it was then Thomas, as he tried to come to this wrestling and expressed his doubts, that he also was one who maybe modeled for us what it means to be a disciple. That he was honest with Jesus, but yet he showed that the spiritual journey as a disciple is one that also not only walks through the struggle, but gains clarity. And part of the gift that he experienced was maybe Jesus not only affirming him and not saying he was a lousy disciple, but he accepted him, huh? And he encouraged him. And that's what Jesus does for us. Now, sometimes in life, maybe we don't struggle immediately at this point and saying, I don't think I doubt that I have faith in God. But certain things can come upon us that cause us and jolt us. And just as a more particular example, obviously this past week, There was the accident just beyond 72nd and Blondo, which caused the power outage here on our campus. I know the kids rejoiced because there wasn't school one more day. But to think that it caused a little havoc in us adults as we tried to put things back together, and it took a couple days to get everything kind of back in a working order. Not only the power, but then other things that the power empowers, huh? The alarm system, the lights, the heating system, all those pieces. And to know that sometimes part of the process to get it all working together is there's a need to readjust, or what I would say is recalibrate, and put things in its proper sequence. And I think as Jesus accepted Thomas's disbelief and said, Thomas, you can believe and go forth, that Jesus also kind of invites us once in a while to say, in our journey of faith, we might need to do the same. And hopefully to know that Jesus is patient with us, but also merciful, and one who, in a very loving way, helps us not only grasp our faith in a new way, but then to walk forward on the path toward salvation. And I think that's part of the gift of Easter, that Jesus offers us more than one chance to not only acknowledge and discover him, but to strengthen his faith so at times when we encounter darkness or doubt or some struggle, our faith becomes more resilient. Let us praise God, the risen Lord, and be mindful, as Jesus says at the end of the gospel, or as John says, that your belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may have life, that you may have life in his name, that we gain this extra little grace that helps us persevere. And that's what it means to be a disciple and people who rejoice in Easter.